Okay, I've got old fiddle number 18. This fiddle was made in Saxony, and Saxony was a German town known for making pretty good fiddles around from around 1880 to 1920. They made a lot. This fiddle has the original varnish, and it's it was more of a blonde finish, but it's kind of what I call a dirty blonde now. It has a lot of nice patina, nice thin varnish. And it's well made. It has four corner blocks. A lot of the Saxon fiddles were kind of plain Jane fiddles, but they were well made and they're pretty desirable because they have a nice shape to them. The waist is pretty wide, which is conducive to good fiddle tone in my opinion. Fiddle. It's very got good volume and it's got a lot of depth and it very responsive. Has an old bridge on it. A lot of these bridges that I get, as I've said before, are from buyouts where I buy a bunch of collections of stuff, and every now and then I'll get a box of old bridges, which I like to use the old bridges because they sound better. The wood is old and dry. Fiddlers are playing now that they paid big money for, so you don't want to pull it out and hurt anybody's feelings and tell them what you paid for it if you buy this fiddle, because it might hurt somebody's feelings. Very clear, and it should project very well. I know it's very loud under the ear. I haven't had it together long enough to hear another person play it, but I would think that it would sound very good in a band setting, especially if you've got a loud banjo blaring in your ear. Not that I have anything against banjo players, because that's my main instrument, but I try to not turn it on fiddle players because I know that banjo can really aggravate a fiddle player bad. Now I will say about this fiddle, the scale is a little bit short. It's a little bit under 13 inches from nut to bridge, which is slightly short. It doesn't bother me too much because even the fiddle that I play all the time, I'm hitting the wrong notes on that one, and I'm used to it. So, you know, I'm going to hit wrong notes whether I'm playing this one or anything else. But this would be a good fiddler for someone with maybe small hands. It doesn't have the reach that a long-fingered fellow would have, or woman for that matter. So it's just something to keep in mind. Money-back guarantee. I'm confident that somebody would really love it. It's a super sounding fiddle and has no excuses. It needs a home. It is not getting the love and attention that it needs around here, so feel free to ask any questions that you'd like about it, and if something you might be interested in, let me know. Thanks a lot.